This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We're momming today with Shannon Doherty. I have to say, I'm jealous for so many reasons. A, because of your name. And Shannon Doherty was my favorite character, Brenda, a 90210. But B, because you are, you know, I scroll Instagram and I get envious of all these beautiful moms with these beautiful children that are so organized. And I feel like they're influencers, so they're getting paid to be so beautiful. And that's you. But it's not, I know it's not that easy. It's not that easy. You're a mom of four, so we know it's not easy. And, you know, take me back. It was a couple of years ago, you operated retail stores, and then COVID hit, and you said, uh-oh.
Yep. Well, that is what happened. So first of all, thank you. I do love the 90210 reference. I am a total Brenda Walsh fan, so I appreciate that you love it. And thank you for loving our page, because it is a lot of work and it's become a total passion for me and I love it. But it's like you said, I own three retail stores, Coco and Lala. I love them. I opened them as a passion project and we started growing. And during the pandemic, they were shut down. And I'm kind of one of those serial entrepreneurs that always loves to be doing something. Prior to my stores, I was in real estate. I worked in finance. I went to law school. So I'm always trying to come up with new ideas. And I was home with my kids in our kitchen. I follow Gary V's a lot also on social media. And he was saying TikTok is the next big thing. And my kids and I just started having fun and trying trends from our kitchen in matching pajamas. And it took off. The rest was history, which has been amazing.
Wait, what were you doing in matching pajamas with your kids?
TikTok trends.
TikTok trends. No, can I just back up? Because I have kids. So my six-year-old came home and she said, oh, mom, I did TikTok videos with my friend at her house. And I was outraged by this. I was like, you're not allowed on TikTok. You're only six. But you have young children. You were welcoming this.
I was, you know, I'm on the mom side of TikTok. TikTok, I don't think people even fully understand now how mass of an app it is. And it's basically, depending on what section you're interested in, you will find something. So my 80-year-old grandmother is constantly going through the food videos. She is like full on food TikTok. And then my aunt and I love the crafty side. There's home improvement. And my kids and I were doing just the fun family-friendly trends, fun dances, fun little acting skits. And my kids love acting and singing and dancing. So it really was perfect for them. There are like tons of fun areas of TikTok that you can get right on your For You page. So it's great.
How do we find you on TikTok?
I am on At Home with Shannon on TikTok and Instagram. So that's our little social name.
And how many followers do you have?
On TikTok, we have 1.8, and collectively on all social media channels, I think we're around 3 million.
How did you go from never being on social media just a few years ago to having 2 million followers?
I know. It's been crazy. I still can't believe it. It's definitely a pinch me moment all the time when I think about it. I think the reality was I found something that I absolutely loved to do that was just so authentic to me that it doesn't even feel like work half the time. And when you love something and you're really just connecting with people, I think it just works.
See that?
My life is basically my job, which is amazing to me.
I also find that interesting because I always imagined being an influencer or having a business on social media is work.
It is.
And you're saying it's super easy. I don't even notice when I'm doing it.
No, it is work, but I am the type of person that loves working, right? So I've held all different types of jobs. And I think that's why I can sort of appreciate that I found one that I love so much. Because although it is work, I mean, I'm working, I am up before my family posting videos, looking up new content. After my kids go to bed, I am on my phone or on my laptop answering emails. When they're at camp, I'm doing work, but I love it. So it's very different. I don't feel like I'm just behind a desk. Like, I'm truly doing something that I love and I'm involving my family. So it really has just become part of our everyday life. And I don't put those pressures on myself to make, I make my own timeline, right? Like, my kids are my number one priority and my job comes second, but there is a balance between both and just learning your priorities.
Give me an example of what you think of when you post these videos, how long it takes to put one together, where you get your content from. What is the day in the life of a TikToker?
Well, in the beginning, I'm going to be honest, when I first started, I didn't even know how to edit a video.
Thank
right?
you. Like, I don't know either.
zero ability to do anything. Like, it felt so foreign to me. So it used to take me so much longer than it does now. I would do like hours and hours of me and my kids trying to do the voiceovers, figure out editing. So there was a learning curve to get to where I am now. I would even say it was just until recently that I really took me about 2 years to truly feel now that I can edit videos in, I don't even want to tell you, in like 3 minutes, I could edit a video,
does your 8-year-old help? I mean, has that been your, is that your engineer?
She's amazing. She could do it. It's so funny. My kids sometimes will come up with hacks, or I'll see little videos that they've done that are probably would go more viral than mine, but I still tell her that I'm better than her at it. I don't know though. I think she's slowly creeping up at being better than me.
Okay. But keep going. I totally interrupted you.
No, don't worry. They do teach me tricks though. Like, sometimes they'll say, "Mom, use this to put a sticker up," or use this like text to speech that I have no idea about. And I'm like, how are you so much cooler than me? But but I do. Like, now I would say that I've gotten to a groove where I'm able to have shoot days that I plan out once a week. And then I edit those videos throughout the week. I can get a video and a voiceover up pretty fast. But like anything, there was a learning curve. And I'll be honest, I was 24/7 during COVID at home teaching myself how to be a video creator with my family.
Okay. Shannon, I have so many more questions, and we're going to get to them in 1 second. We're Mommy Today is back right after this.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
We're back on We're Momming Today with Shannon Doherty about how she learned how to TikTok and edit and post and all of that. So you say you set aside certain days during the week where those are your shooting days. What is that like? I mean, do you put extra makeup on? Maybe you clean the house? What is it like?
So I will tell you one thing about my space that I really, if you notice in my videos, my hair is normally thrown up in a messy bun, or I have a headband on because I have not had time to do my hair. I'll throw on a pretty dress, but I try to make that as realistic as possible. I'm not there doing glam. Yeah, I don't have time for glam. My mom is the one that will come down and say, maybe you should like put on a little lip gloss for that video, but I want to be as relatable as possible because my hair is always in a messy bun and I'm running around, right? So That is, but my shoot days, what I'll do is we just did back to school and I'll think of, you know, 15 back to school hacks that I want to get shot in that moment, have some outfits to throw on, get those shoots done. And so that's kind of what I call like my core for each holiday or season. And then I have those videos that I will then work on editing and posting and putting up. And then throughout the day, I'll kind of just do fun trends or little videos of behind the scenes of my family and I. So I am constantly shooting throughout the week, but different types of content. So the shoot days are the bigger days and then the other ones are more fun.
Gotcha. And who shoots them? Is it a professional or you just use your phone?
It's just me and my mom. Really, my mom helps me shoot and then I shoot them, but they're all on our phone.
How old is your mom?
My mom's 58. She's young. Okay. I'm 38. So trust me, my 78-year-old grandmother has definitely helped me shot videos before. And my grandfather has helped me. So
really? This is impressive. This is so impressive. Okay, now help mothers out there for real. Back to school hacks, because I hate making lunch. You can't bring peanuts. My kids don't eat cold cuts or lunch meat. What do you pack?
So, yes, the number one thing I feel like with back to school is getting organized as much as you can in advance. And like you, lunch is sort of, what am I going to make you? So one thing that I love to do, which is sort of not even a hack, but just a reminder, do not be afraid of leftovers. We always make a little bit extra at dinner. So if it's like a pasta with meat sauce or whatever I'm making, and I always will heat that up for lunch the next day. That's just a little like side mom note that don't be afraid of leftovers.
Wait, hold on. But the kids will bring it in a Tupperware?
Always. Yeah. Or they'll in a thermos. I'll just put it in a little thermos, heat it up. My kids love hot food at lunch. So I'm always doing that. That's one of my lunchbox hacks. I do chicken nuggets in the thermoses. And to keep them extra warm, I'll pour hot water in my thermos before I load it up. Let it sit for a little bit. Empty it. The thermos stays like a lot warmer. And then you put your chicken nuggets in there.
Any particular brand thermoses that keep everything nice and heated?
You know, I've been ordering them off of Amazon. But any of the seal tight, you want to make sure it's like a seal tight, seal proof. With that extra layer in there.
Okay. But well, my kids don't like my dinners, though. I mean, even when I make things that I know that they do like, they decide they don't like it that night. And then after the last dish is done, they're like, can we have a snack? And it drives me crazy.
It's hard. One thing, like I told you, I'm really close with my family and they all live local. And I feel like my grandparents are sticklers about family sitting down for dinner and eating what you're given. So although my kids won't listen to me, if like my grandfather's telling them, they tend to do it. I feel like old school people kind of just ate what was there. And I'm trying to pass that on.
My father-in-law is outraged anytime he eats at my house. Yeah. He just doesn't understand.
I know.
He's like, when I raised my children, when your husband was was a kid, you ate what you were given. If you didn't eat it, you went to bed hungry. So we tried that. We tried putting my three kids to bed hungry. And we felt too guilty in the end. And they were torturing. Yeah, so, you know.
Totally. And then they're up, like, asking for snacks 2 hours later. That doesn't work either. But I know. Sometimes I'm like, Pop, can you tell them to eat? But it does work.
Or the difference between the school stomach and the home stomach. I mean, you go hours at school without snack or eating. Why can't you do that at home?
I know. It's so true. Wait, I mean, we have some snack hacks too. Don't worry. But like one fun idea for lunch is that I'll tell you, I create these bins on Sunday. So meal prepping is huge for me, which don't feel overwhelmed by it. That just means like preparing as much as I can on Sundays because mornings for kids, you have three, like mornings are so hectic. And if I can alleviate anything on Sundays, I will try. So I'll make bins for proteins, fruits, veggies, treats, cheese, and like a note from mom. And I'll leave the bins, whether it's in the pantry for the greens and the fruits, and then the dairy and the proteins are in my fridge. I create a little lunchbox station and my kids get to go pick their own lunch. They pick one from each bin kind of in this like little walkthrough rotation and they love it. And it allows the pressure off of me to feel like, am I making a sandwich or mac and cheese? Because I know they're getting one food group from each one. We're like grains and they're picking what they want, which is great.
So they can't complain. Perfect.
They can't complain. They can get mad at themselves that they don't like, but not me, because they picked it themselves.
So let me ask you this. Have you been sponsored by, are you a brand ambassador for several companies?
We work with tons of brands. Yep. I get to work with tons of brands that I love, which is amazing.
How does that work?
So we have a team. I have an agent that works with tons of brand deals for me, and they reach out and I see if I love the brand. They see if they love my content, and we create something together.
I'm not going to ask you for financial disclosures, but for the most part, they look at your followers and they say you're worth X amount of money. Is it based on how much content you put out or the number of
content?
Okay.
I think it's based on what you're putting out, to be honest, because I started monetizing my channel early on when I had a lot less followers. And obviously you make more as your follower count comes up, but it became a full-time job for me early on. I mean, even at 100,000 followers, I was making money on social media. So I truly believe it's about what you're posting and the brand's just really connecting with you and who you are and wanting to be a part of you. And you wanting to be a part of them, you know, that's the other thing.
Speaking of brands, you have a brand, Coco and Layla.
Yes.
It's your retail store.
Coco and Lala, it is my retail store. Yes. No, don't worry.
Is that was the name of it before your TikTok success? That was like your retail store that you had to close some of them during COVID?
Exactly. And Coco and Lala, my four children, their names are Leontine, Colton, Fallon, and Hunter. But they've nicknamed each other Coco, Lala, Peaches, and Rolly. So Coco and Lala was the first two, hence the name.
Poor Peaches and Rolly. Rolly, right?
Don't worry. Rolly, yeah, that's his name. It's after my great-grandfather. But Peachy actually has a store up in Rhode Island also called Peachy Keen. I put a little store for her up here too, so she does. It's just Hunter now that we're working on.
All right. How many brick and mortars do you have right now?
Currently, right now, we have three.
Three. Okay.
Yeah.
And is your TikTok success, your Instagram success driving your brick and mortar success? Are they related?
You know, a little bit, but candidly, I haven't done a great job of merging the two yet. I'm still kind of working on how I will do that because they're both such distinctive brands on their own, but they do, and I think they will come together great. I just have not done a great job at merging them yet, but that is on the horizon. Soon.
You're just operating several businesses and have four young children. I mean, I don't know. Just give up some sleep at night. You'll be fine.
I'm already on about 3 hours. So I gave up coffee this year.
You gave up
really
coffee?
I gave up coffee.
Oh, no.
It's been very, I know. It's still a sad point in my life, but I'm working through it. But I was living on a lot of coffee, I have to admit. And I think just running around and I like felt like it was giving me anxiety. So I got off coffee and I feel much like more balanced and healthy, but it's hard. It's very sad for the late nights.
Have you done a mom hack on that?
I should.
You should. I would love to. I mean, I've tried that. I've tried to cut back the cream I put in it, cut back the sugar.
Yep.
But honestly, a few cups of coffee, light and sweet every single day, that's like my mojo. You know,
I know. So I can't. My husband, obviously, like I'll go and get my juices. He'll get his coffees. And as he's sitting there drinking his iced coffee, it pains me to my soul watching him drink it. But
he drinks it in front of you.
He does. He does. I couldn't make him give it up too, but he's the best. But I am like very into juices now, which is great. So,
okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
I might inspire you. I know. I'm not on my salt box. I promise. It was a very hard choice, but I was the one during COVID. You know, the Starbucks you can get at home, the large, like at home Starbucks.
Yes.
I don't know. Like I would drink three of those in a day. Like it was a point that I had to. I was like, this coffee has to, I just loved it. I was drinking it like water. And it was giving me so much energy. So
look, I don't judge because I can't imagine having a fourth child. We're so maxed out at three. You have four. So anything you do is acceptable
thank
by me.
You. Well, thank you. But it is our baby. I still call him the baby. He just turned three last week, but he's the sweetest. And now I understand how sometimes people say, you know, the baby in the family, they were always like spoiled a little bit. And I think it's because like all the older siblings are obsessed with him. I'm thinking it might be my last baby. So we sort of do cater to him in a way that maybe is not okay.
I don't know if your experience has been different, but all of my children became devils, not at two. You think you got past two at 3.5.
3.5 is a tough age because they can get everywhere. It's like we are our own person. We talk now. We walk now. We are going to do what we want to do. But they're not five, so you still have to watch them. It's definitely a mom hack needed age for sure.
Two, no problem. Terrible twos did not exist in our family, but three-nager did.
Well, because two, they can't really move. And they're still, like, napping. I mean, they can move, but they're not going to, like, go so far, you know?
Right, right.
But three is definitely, I think it's because they think they're six, but they're really only three.
Gosh. Shannon, it was so awesome to catch up with you.
This was so fun.
You're an inspiration for, I think, a lot of mothers, but business women in general, who completely learned a new trick and grew it, expanded it. And I mean, you're making money. You're supporting your family.
Thank you. Yeah, it's amazing. It's really, I mean, we believe in At Home with Shannon. My goal is to have it a household name in the future. And I mean, for me, people ask me about, like, all the time, how are you doing everything you're doing as a mom? And I think it's just being able to prioritize and really believing in yourself and just, I mean, you know, just taking chances, you know. But I'm not afraid of failing at anything. I just take chances.
But can I add to that? You also have your family involved. Your kids are actively involved and supportive of what you do. I think that helps.
It's really amazing. Also, my kids get such amazing opportunities. Like, we partner with Nickelodeon. They send my kids stuff for the Kids' Choice Awards. We were Zooming with Gronk. We're going to a Nickelodeon resort. We partner with Disney. Like, my kids are getting these amazing experiences, which I just think it's so cool for them. I feel like really fortunate that we were able to do it in a way that they love it so much also. And they only get to do the fun part, which I think is important also.
Well, you hit the jackpot. Disney, say no
more. Thank you. I know. We went to Disney this year. It was amazing. For work, in quotes. It wasn't, but it didn't, like I said, it didn't even feel like work. I mean, we had an amazing time. It was great.
Was it a free trip?
I cannot tell the specifics, but I will tell you, we had a great time and we posted tons of content.
It was a highly subsidized, experience.
It was a very nice trip. It was great. That was amazing. I mean, my kids think their mom is so cool now. So
you are I'll so cool. It. You really are. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, guys.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.